You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, can you tell me about your weekend? What you did? Where you went? I think you were a camping family.
It was great, DT, because when we go to places with like zero cell service. So we are truly getting away, and we stay off of our phones. The kids are off their screens, and we went into the backcountry, bear country, up near Fairplay, kind of, and you wheedle your way back in, and we do some open camping up there. We've got a couple little favorite spots.
How do the kids do with no screens for a couple days?
Dude, it's like they are children again. It's like they are acting the way they should. They're out exploring and collecting pine cones and building giant lean-tos with sticks against trees, and they're awesome. They love camping. It's insane how much these kids love camping.
Good.
We hooked up America's pickup to the RV, and we did that for a few days, and then we were going to stay through Monday, but man, the weather, what's going on in this state?
I know.
It started snowing and hailing and stuff up in the hills, and we're like, let's get out of here. Let's try to beat traffic back down, Memorial Day traffic. And let's not get beat to heck with hail and get stuck in the mud up here. So we zipped out of there on Sunday, got home late Sunday afternoon, got cleaned up. And then what did we do yesterday? Oh, we just went over to Fort Logan for a little bit, visited my grandpa. It was nice to see how busy that place was.
Yeah, I saw
just
a lot of photos.
Very
I saw yours
somber,
and a bunch of other people, too.
Just a somber day, and they put all the flags out there. It's just so beautiful, and every now and then you hear taps playing in the background.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I woke up today to see the story of the woman who was driving through there drunk yesterday and sideswiped two vehicles parked in the cemetery parking lot and continued on to crash into multiple headstones. Breaking a bunch of them, ripping a lot of them right out of the ground. Witnesses are saying that the car was driving at full speed through the lawn, hitting other vehicles, finally ending up in a little ravine. But oh my gosh, stay classy. Who drives drunk through Fort Logan? Apparently, I mean, that must have happened right after we left, because I did not see any of the commotion there yesterday, but my God. But other than that, nice weekend, man. Really nice to just get away and have a little R&R. What'd you do?
I was a bachelor for like 4 days. Gretchen and Zoe flew back in late Sunday. In fact, they went to Denver.
Yeah.
And
hooked up. We had dinner.
Where we live now, you know, it's a 3-hour flight from Denver to get here. And her flight got delayed. Their flight got delayed. So instead of landing Sunday night at about 7:30, they landed roughly 9:30 p.m. Sunday night.
Okay.
And I have a story to tell about this, because we live a good hour away from the airport. Generally, what we do, if somebody's flying in or out, we take them to a train station. It's much quicker to get on a train than to drive through all the traffic and everything, because it's an hour drive, and sometimes it's like an hour 10, all right? That's just not fun. Yeah. So now you're looking at like a 2.5-hour round trip, right? So it's not fun. But I was like, you know, I'll go drive all the way to the airport. Since it's Sunday night and I'm not working on Monday, I'll just drive to the airport and pick you guys up. Plus, I'm not sure the trains were running that late. Anyway, get there. By the time they get out to the car, it's close to 10. And I grab them. We throw Zoe's big bag in the trunk. We put Gretchen's bag in the back seat with Zoe, and we zoom out of there. Again, it's an hour to the house. 35 minutes into the drive back, so it's now 10:30, Gretchen's phone rings. And generally she wouldn't answer it, but for whatever reason she thought, this is an interesting number. She answers it, and you hear this blah, 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 in her ear.
Oh, no.
And Gretchen's going, well, no, it's definitely my bag. Gretchen's like, I can see my tag on it. It's my bag. Because she's looking in the back seat, and she just has a carry-on. And blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, is it Zoe's bag? Is it Zoe's bag, which is in the trunk? Jeremy, what happened was, Zoe at the airport when she landed and went to the baggage because she checked. She had a big bag. She's like, I've got a purple bag. That's a purple bag. I'll grab that purple bag.
Not her.
Goes and puts
bag.
It in the trunk of my car.
Not her purple bag.
We are 35 minutes away. Have to get off the highway, turn around, drive the 35 minutes back to the airport. Have her go in and apologize profusely to the lady with the other purple bag.
Oh, no. Scoop and up the correct purple bag.
And then back out, and then an hour back to the house. Oh, I was 3 hours and 45 minutes in the car Sunday night.
Oh,
I figured
no.
I could have driven to New Mexico from Denver with as much time as I spent. I could have almost been to Santa Fe.
This is a little life lesson, isn't it? Check your bags.
Check your, believe me, did we have
the
talk?
Oh, we had a long talk, I bet.
Oh, we had a long talk. Check your bag. She goes, it's purple. Nobody has purple.
I love purple.
I said, apparently somebody else has purple too.
Did you guys open that bag and go through it? The wrong one?
No, it was in the trunk.
Oh, I would have got it out and gone through it.
I want you to imagine the kind of mood I was in to stop, get out, open the trunk, and go through. And
oh, I would
look.
Have done that. Easy.
No, they did it with her bag, though, to prove.
Oh, so she had to, like, say.
Because they went to the Southwest Airlines baggage claim people, and they opened it up, and they're like, I'm sorry, there's medication in here even that says, you know, Zoe, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Prove it to you.
What a pain.
Yeah. 3 weeks ago, she traveled, and she left her only pair of glasses where she had traveled and flew all the way back home.
All squinty.
So those had to get mailed. Well, she had contacts, but only a couple days worth. Those had to be express mailed back to her. She's not in my good graces.
No,
right,
she needs to pay attention more. That sucks, man. Well, can you imagine if they had been on the train then? They would have had to got back on, you know, gotten off and then zipped back on the train,
yes.
Even.
Can you imagine if these people had not noticed that it wasn't their bag?
Right,
and
you'd
had
gotten
gone
home.
Away.
Or, oh, man.
Yeah, so that was my fun experience.
Not good.
Heads up to everyone who's listening. Even if you are pretty sure it's your bag, check it.
Double
anyway.
Check. And don't buy purple bags.